W4DJW pulling up the club announcements. W4DJW clear.
W4DJW, KN4RJN.
Hey John, how are you?
It's another day in paradise. What can I say? I've been playing around with Echolink, and I don't know what it's odd. It's, sometimes it comes up, it says it's connected, and there's nothing there. I'll shut it down, I'll restart the computer, I'll bring it back up, and it works fine. Sometimes it works if I pull up Echolink first and not the net control software, and sometimes if I pull up the net control software first, the Echolink won't work. So I don't know what's going on with it, but it's working right now. So I'll make sure it's working well before net time tomorrow night. That's for sure.
I was thinking about that. You do have other options. There is an Echolink client that runs on the Raspberry Pi. So if the Raspberry Pi screen, the new monitor you got, is visible from where you're at, you can start it up on there and just use it for chatting and looking at who's logging in and who's logging out instead of using real estate on your main monitor screen.
Well, okay. Where do I find that Echolink client, or can I get that off of the Echolink where I got the last one?
Okay, here comes the hard part. You have to compile it. It doesn't come, there's not like a sudo apt-get install Echolink. That doesn't exist yet. Nobody's created it. But you can get the source code, and you can compile it, and you can install it, and then you'll have this application that is named Qtel, Q-T-E-L. And when you launch Qtel, it will go out and connect to the Echolink server. You browse till you find W4MYK-R. You bookmark it. And then the next time you bring it up, you just double-click on your bookmark, and it takes you into a separate screen that shows you the opportunity to connect to that node. You click connect, and you're in. And it's got a window for chat, and it's got a separate window for who's logged in. I can send you a snapshot of it with you and me and our conversation we just had if you're interested.
Okay, so I've got to find the source code for Echolink. Can you say it's a file called Qtel? Q-T-E-L?
Yeah, once you do the build and install, there are some prerequisites that you have to install before you can compile it. You got to get some developer tools on your Raspberry Pi. I can send you a list of the commands in an email that are, you run those commands and it sets your Raspberry Pi up so that it can build software. And there's just a bunch of sudo apt-get install in the name of the program, like libc is needed, like lib or dev is needed, like tcl is needed, qt is needed. There's some tools that when you compile qt, it's depending on libraries being there for you to link to when you do the compile. So you just run those, and that sets up your environment. Then you download the software. I'll give you a link that gives you step-by-step instructions on how to download the software. It's just a git space clone space a URL, and that goes out to the git source code repository, and it pulls it in and makes a clone of SVX link on your computer. And then you CD into the directory that it made. You create or CD into the source code directory. You do a makedir build. You CD the build. You run a cmake command. And then you run make install, and then a LD config. And you're done. It's installed. Then you can type Qtel, Q-T-E-L, at the command line, and a window will pop up that is an Echolink client.
If you can, send me detailed instructions in an email or something, and I'll give that a shot.
Okay. I just got it up and running on one of my, because I dedicated my old Dell desktops to crunching numbers for COVID. And now that means they've got Linux running on them instead of Windows. I just went over there the other day and tried to get it built and running so that I could use it. So because I'm kind of handicapped when I'm calling a net, I can't see who's logged in other than through the log file. And when they chat, every time you key and unkey the mic, it enters log file rows. And so that scrolls up the screen pretty fast because people do a lot of clicking of their mic. And so I can miss a text message really early. Now I can just bounce this off of one of my old Dell servers and display it on my desktop on a different monitor. And I can do the same thing everybody else can do. So that made me think of you. You have a need to do that too, and you have a separate monitor. So you have everything you need.
Well, my big separate monitor is just feeding off my laptop. Whatever's on my laptop's on my big monitor. It just makes it easier for me to see. But it's the exact same thing. My Raspberry Pi, I bought the little 7-inch monitor, which is by comparison. The hardest part of that was putting the stupid case together. It didn't come with any instructions, so I kind of had to engineer my way around that. But it's just sitting here, humming along, doing the COVID thing, and. When the COVID thing goes into its screensaver, apparently it stops talking to the screen, and the screen gives me no signal. And I have to hit a key to bring it back, and of course that stops it because I'm using the computer break. It's about ready to pop in there. But anyway, so 9 times out of 10, I've got the screen turned off, and the keyboard and the mouse turned off to save the battery, and the little Raspberry Pi is just sitting there, humming along. I check it every once in a while, see what it's up to, but it's doing fine. Send me some instructions on how to do that, and I'll see if I can make that happen.
Okay, I'll get that together in an email and send it to you. And I don't know how big 7-inch screen is. The Qtel client window is taller than it is wide. So I don't know if you'll be able to read it or not, but I mean, it's worth a try. Give it a shot. It might be that it takes up so much real estate that you won't be able to see it on a 7-inch monitor, but it might not. So can't hurt trying. All it's going to do is use up some, what size SD card did you put in your Raspberry Pi? Because setting up to compile does take quite a bit of disk space.
Card that came with the kit, so I'm not really sure. But the screen itself is not as wide as two of my cigar boxes placed end to end. And they're just a little bit bigger than a pack of cigarettes.
I got somebody ringing my front doorbell. I'll be back in a minute. W4DJW. KN4RJN, W4DJW. You still there, John?
JW, KN4RJN. Yeah, I'm still here.
Well, my wife ordered groceries, so I had to take groceries in. I didn't know she'd order them. We don't talk much during the day. She's downstairs working. I'm upstairs working. Our paths don't cross very many times when we're both not in a meeting at the same time. So sometimes I don't know what's going on.
I cross paths all the time. I still don't know what's going on, but that's okay. Yeah, that 7-inch screen is, if you expand your thumb and your middle finger out as though you're going to pick up a small shot glass, and about double that, that's about how tall it is. And if you spread your thumb and little finger out as far as you can, that's about how wide it is.
Well, that might be marginal. How far away from your face is it?
And here on my cadenza, so I can lean into it pretty close. I can't either. I have to lean forward to see my big screen from that distance. But I can rearrange some things so I can put the screen on my desk right below my big monitor so that I could see it from there if I needed to. I don't have to enter anything onto Echolink. I just have to get onto it. So I could actually squeeze the screen and move it over onto my desk and put it right below my my big monitor and put it there if I needed to.
Okay. And all things considered, you know, some guys, like Nathan and Daniel, use their cell phone to do that, which is tiny. So if they can get away with that, your monitor is enormous compared to theirs, so it should work. Anyway, I'll send you the commands.
Just held my cell phone up to the screen, and it's just about, maybe an inch all the way around, inch, half inch or so, all the way around, a little bit bigger than a cell phone.
Well, that's good. That ought to work then. Especially if your glasses do any magnification. Anyway, I'll go ahead and assemble that. I'll start assembling that information and send it to you. She's going to have supper ready in just a few minutes, so I'm going to have to go.
No big rush. I'm still comfortable with the way I've got it going now. So have a good supper. I'll say 73's to you, and I'll back on out of here. Can for RJN. I am clear.
All right, John. Catch you on the net. Can for RJN. W4DJW clear.